This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1905. 5 Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement, Part 1, by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So let's dive into the first half and start optimizing your life. 5 Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement, Part 1, by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. There's a common problem that hits many people in retirement. After years of saving in order to achieve their retirement dreams, many retirees have a hard time breaking old habits. This seems to be particularly true of those who have been diligent savers throughout their working years. Many retirees spend too little money. There's actually a name for this problem, chromatophobia. It's a difficult problem to solve, but today we're going to look at how to encourage folks to exercise their freedom to spend in retirement. You've worked your whole life to reach this point. Don't let fear and anxiety crash your retirement party. My wife and I have been intentional in trying to learn how to spend in retirement without worry. And I'm hoping some of the lessons we've learned will help those of you who are also trying to learn to spend in retirement. Like Brian, who recently sent me this comment in an email. Quote, "It's amazing to me that trying to sensibly increase the spend rate actually seems like work. We're going to make a concerted effort to spend more this year, with most of it coming from travel." End quote. This post is for all of you Brians out there. My thoughts and lessons on how to learn to spend in retirement. It's time to enjoy life while we still can. I have a persistent memory from childhood. I was a young man still in elementary school. Between some odd jobs and my weekly allowance, my savings were starting to grow. I remember emptying my piggy bank and counting how much change I had saved. I'd carefully stack the coins into $1 increments and build the piles on a card table in my room. Once they were all stacked, I'd count them up. I enjoyed watching the numbers grow. From the age of 10 until my retirement at age 55, that habit became deeply ingrained. Automated savings, careful spending, consistent tracking of our annual net worth, decade after decade. Starting with nothing, I was successful in achieving a dream. I was able to retire early. The diligence has now been rewarded. I realize many never enjoy that luxury, and I consider myself blessed. But I also realize the fact that my situation today is a result of a decades-long commitment to making savings a priority. My heart goes out to those who face a life of poverty, and I realize the topic of today's post could cause some animosity among those who are struggling. I'm sorry for your situation, and I respect how these words could make you feel. I also ask that you recognize the decades of sacrifice I've made to arrive at my current situation. I suspect many readers can relate and have made saving a priority over the decades. We each have our own journey, and today's post is focused on those who have a deeply ingrained savings habit that they're now struggling to break. If that doesn't apply to you, focus on my other posts that can help you, such as how to retire in 5 simple steps. What's your why? It's appropriate at times to ask why. This is one of those times, and it's an important question to ask before we get into the 5 lessons on learning how to spend in retirement. Why did it matter if those numbers were growing when I was younger? For most of my working life, the answer was, of course, so I can retire someday. Now that I've retired, there's value in revisiting the why. It's changed, and it's important to recognize that fact. My goal is no longer to build a bigger pile. I've achieved the goal. I've won the game. It's time to change the strategy for my second half. As I think about my why for my retirement, I'd summarize it as follows. My goal is not to die with a bigger number. At the same time, I want to ensure we don't run out of money before we die. My goal is to enjoy life, especially the limited number of active years we have remaining. I've broken the chains that once tied me to a desk. It's time to enjoy the freedom I've earned. I also want to become more generous, to leave a legacy of helping others. The seed for today's article was planted when I read a recent article in which I was featured. The article from Vested magazine titled "Striking a Balance on Spending" contained the following quote. During his working years, Fritz Gilbert was a super saver. He socked away an average of 20% of his earnings and invested carefully. But when he retired from a 33-year career in the aluminum industry in 2018, he and his wife, Jackie, switched their mindset. Within the confines of their carefully constructed financial plan, they became unabashed spenders, end quote. As I read those words, I realized my why has changed. The article helped solidify in my mind the importance of that change and led me to write the words you're now hearing. My dedication to the new why was reinforced when I lost my dad last month. He lived a good life and made a big impact on me. I realize our time on earth is limited, and it's important to identify our priorities and live life accordingly. I hope my dad would be proud. Both factors led to my decision to summarize the changes we've made to support our new why in the hopes they can help others who face a similar situation. What's your why? It's an important question to answer, and I encourage you to think about it. More importantly, I encourage you to be intentional in aligning the steps you're taking with the goals you've identified. If you, like me, have decided your why is no longer focused on increasing your net worth, what steps are you taking to align your activities with your new priorities? 5 steps to learn to spend in retirement. Hear those on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 5 Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article reminded me of a popular book within the FI community titled Die with Zero by Bill Perkins. Bill says, quote, "If you spend hours and hours of your life acquiring money and then die without spending all of that money, then you've needlessly wasted too many precious hours of your life. There's just no way to get those hours back. If you die with $1 million left, that's $1 million of experiences you didn't have. And if you die with $50,000 left, well, that's $50,000 of experiences you didn't have. No way is that optimal. The question we must all answer is how to make the most of our finite time on earth," end quote. He also makes the argument that rather than leaving your children a large inheritance when they're middle-aged and likely already financially established, you may consider giving your children whatever you have allocated for them before you die. That way, you can give when it will have the most impact on their lives. It seems like there's this tricky balance between spending enough to enjoy your retirement and making sure that your money lasts the rest of your life. Since none of us have a crystal ball and know how many years we have left, it can make planning for this challenging. My friends who are retired and actively drawing down from their portfolios tell me that they integrate flexibility in retirement spending. Their fixed costs are relatively low, and if they're going to splurge, they do so in areas that are easy to pare back if needed, like vacations. This way, they make sure they're enjoying their retirement, but they have the confidence that they can reduce their spending without much effort if need be. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow where we'll finish up this post. and where your optimal life awaits.